The Lord be with you. Read it from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the Jews, "You sent emissaries to John, and he testified to the truth. I do not accept testimony from a human being, but I say this so that you may be saved. John was a burning and shining lamp, and for a while you were content to rejoice in his light. But I have testimony greater than John's. The works that the Father gave me to accomplish, these works that I perform testify on my behalf, that the Father has sent me." The Gospel of the Lord. One of the ways in which we can really nourish our prayer life is to just go through the prayers that you have in Mass, as well as the Mass itself. It's very, very rich. The opening prayer that I said, we prayed that God's grace will go before us and after us. Really, that means in concrete English is that we would be imbued, permeated by God's grace always. But a month ago in my perseverance class, I spent an hour explaining what grace is. So I think all of us should pray to really grow in God's grace. Grace is the participation of God's life within our soul. That's a catechetical definition, if you like. The participation of God's life in our soul. So how can we grow in grace? Catechism teaches us that we grow in God's grace, first of all, by prayer. By prayer. And the more fervent the prayer, the more abundant the grace. Because you can be praying and you're falling asleep. You could be praying and you're thinking about a hamburger and the French fries and the Milky Way bar that you're going to have if the priest finishes the Mass quickly. Okay? In other words, you're paying lip service, but you're really not concentrating. Or you could try to pray like St. Faustina or St. Teresa of Avila. Those prayers were pretty darn fervent, I think. So prayer is the way in which we receive grace. Another way is we augment grace in our soul by the corporal and spiritual works of mercy. When we're serving others, or practicing charity, the grace of God is augmented. Another way is by the practice of penance, by self-denial. Earlier this week, we celebrated the feast day of St. John of the Cross. One of the hallmarks of John the Cross is his teaching enlightens us to the fact that we deny ourselves, then we open ourselves up to God's grace. Jesus said, anyone wants to be my follower, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. So we deny ourselves of some legitimate pleasure. We deny ourselves something at the table. We deny ourselves something that we maybe enjoy. By means of that, we're growing in grace. And I think we should think about this topic seriously, because understanding grace, growing in grace, preserving grace, is maybe the most important thing for us in our life. I like to use this analogy. Many years ago, I was traveling from, I think it was New Jersey to Michigan. And I was traveling through upper state New York. And all of a sudden, our car didn't seem to be working. I was with my mother. The car didn't seem to be working, and the car stopped. And I was angry at the car. And I looked at the gas gauge, it was below E, okay? Now I was in upper state New York. Ever hear of Buffalo? And we were in La Tierra de Nadie, as you say in Spanish. We're in no man's land, and thanks be to God that there was a good Samaritan came and he funneled some gas into our tank. We were able to arrive at a gas station. So yesterday when I went up to the radio, I noticed that my gas gauge had 3/4 of a tank and I still filled it. And I like to see that as an analogy of the grace of God. Maybe your spiritual gas tank is 3/4. Try to get it up above F. So yesterday, I went to the gas station, and when I looked, it was way below, way above F. So I put as much gas in as my car could take. So now I'm going to tell you the way in which you can have your spiritual gas gauge way above F. Are you ready? Are you listening? Receive communion today through the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Amen? Yes. Receive communion. But as Mother Teresa says, Mary, give me your heart. Give me heart, your heart, so that I can love the heart of Christ. So every time that you come to Mass, think about your spiritual gas tank. And think about Buffalo, New York, okay? Every time we receive communion through the heart of Mary, that spiritual gas tank, the gauge, skyrockets. It goes up and up and up and up. So all of you can have a super abundance in grace every time you come to Mass. Every time. But the problem is this. You come to Mass, and some of you even take the same place. You sit in the same seat, almost as if your name is written on the seat, huh? Right? Some people, they're always in the same place. Nothing wrong with that, right? Right, Yolanda? You're sitting in the same place. But it's not important so much where we're sitting in Mass. That's non-consequential. What's important is the love in our heart when we receive Holy Communion. That's the key. And I purposely said to receive communion through the heart of Mary. There's just nobody in the world that received Jesus with greater love. So this is the way to grow in grace. To skyrocket in grace. To go up and up to the highest realms. Now many of you people come to daily Mass. And the danger is to simply take the Lord for granted. In the absence of a loved one, when you see the loved one, you love the person all the more. I'm able to see my mother maybe once a year. I love her all the more when I see her because I haven't seen her in a year, right? So if it were such that you could receive communion once a year, I really believe you'd make better communions. Hello? Right? If you had to risk your life like the Cristeros, right? Like Miguel Pro, or the Cristeros, you had to risk your life. Or like in the time of the Roman martyrs, Saint Tarsicius, who had to bring communion to the Christians, risking his life. He was actually killed because he was bringing the Eucharist to the early Christians, Saint Tarsicius, no? So if we really had to make a dangerous effort to receive communion, we would appreciate the Eucharist all the more. So receive the Eucharist today, if you're well disposed, with great love, with the heart of Mary. Receive the Eucharist today as if it were your first communion, your last communion, and your only communion. If you do that, the grace of God is going to skyrocket in your life. You're going to have that gas gauge not on E, nor the middle, nor F, but way beyond F. So let's turn to Mary. We're talking about grace this morning. Let's turn to Mary. And one of her titles is, she is the full of grace. La llena de gracia. She's the full of grace. That Mary will help us, first of all, to understand what grace is. Second of all, to thank God for what grace is. Third, to grow in grace. Fourth, to take the means that they've told you to grow in grace. And finally, for the grace of all graces to die in the state of grace. Because if we die in the state of grace, we're going to be with Mary to praise the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit for all eternity. Amen. Thank you.